Okay, I'm looking at posts.
Nice. Should I go brush my teeth while you're doing that?
Sure.
Great. Just gonna leave the recording on so you can hear the birds having sex. I'm a bird having sex.
Oh my god, it's happening.
Love to have bird sex.
Wow, I feel like I'm there.
Okay, I'm back.
Wow.
Wow. Love to be back.
All right, I found some posts. I went down a rabbit hole because I started looking at r/relationships, and I found this very sad post of this woman saying she's been married to this guy for 4 years. She's never felt attracted to him physically. She said...
Was it an arranged marriage?
No.
It's just weird you post about that instead of just telling us as your friends.
No. She said we only have sex twice or three times a month. Which, the way she was describing it in the first paragraph, sounded like once a month. Or like once every 6 months or something. But I'm like, I think three times a month, if you've been married for 4 years, is pretty normal. That feels normal.
I've never been married. But I can tell you, when I was engaged, I was having sex less. That might have been something else, though.
That's something else. But this person is she says it destroys him because I'm not attracted to him and he can tell. We are starting therapy. So she's making him go to therapy because she's not attracted to him. She says, we've had talks about an open marriage. I think he will do it for me because I need it.
Oh my God. I need it so bad.
Get a divorce. Holy shit.
They don't believe in that.
This is so crazy. Like, you're just coming to Reddit asking for permission to cheat on your husband.
Please, someone justify this.
Someone make me feel better. All the commenters are like, stop breaking this poor man's heart. Like,
so you're telling me if things with you and David weren't working out, you'd just break up with him?
That's... No.
Oh, so you would stay with him to the detriment of your happiness?
No. I don't think I would marry someone that I wasn't attracted to. I feel like that's an obvious choice. I'm honest.
Doesn't seem like the kind of choice you really need to make, right? Just don't get engaged to someone you're not attracted to.
Exactly.
Because if you think about it, no one's getting married without getting engaged first, generally.
Well, Vegas disagrees.
I drove through there. There was traffic. There was an accident. It wasn't traffic. There was an accident that happened like 2 minutes before I got there. So it took me an hour to get through Vegas.
Did you get off and like go drive down the strip?
No, because it was at the exit I was going to get off and go drive down the strip at. And so it took so long. I was like, okay, well, I don't have time now to go do that. But everything was backed up and blocked because everyone was just getting off. And I was like, well, actually, I have to go to a different place. So
anyway, that post made me very sad. I feel like it's normal to be like, my libido ebbs and flows, or like, some months we have more sex, some months we have less, and that's kind of part of just being with someone for a long time. But to be like, I hate having to have sex with him, that's pretty sad.
It's a shitty requirement. I shouldn't have to do this.
She's like, I never ever want to. Like, seems like a
So does problem. She say why they're together?
She says she loves everything else about him.
Hmm.
Except for having sex with him.
Maybe she's gay.
No, she has a crush on... She made this post because she has a crush on one of their guy friends in their circle and wants to have sex with him.
It's Guy Fieri.
Oh my god.
That's their guy friend.
That's their guy friend.
So, anything exciting happened today?
No.
Oh. Same. I had lunch at Twitter again.
Oh, nice.
They have a little Korean place in there, so I got a bowl of spicy chicken with some purple rice, kimchi, jalapeno, and then just smothered in gochujang. It's so good.
That does sound good. David has been working on our Murphy bed.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like him.
Yeah.
Wait, how is that not done yet?
Because it's very large and complicated.
I would have built that in 2 hours.
Last night, no, you wouldn't have. Last night, we finally got it up and mounted onto the wall, which was pretty involved because you have to like map out all the studs and then drill it, pre-drill into the studs, and then mm-hmm. use these massive screws and an impact driver and drive it into the wall, and that was a whole thing. And we finished that at like 8, and then we finally went to Milwaukee Street Tavern.
Oh, the dive bar.
Yeah,
garden.
It was
level.
super good. I had fries and beer.
I love fries. Beer's okay.
I'm really hungry right now, so I didn't even want to talk about it.
I don't know why you just didn't eat real quick before we started.
Because I have a dinner planned to cook, and also it's only 6 o'clock.
What are you making?
Stir fry.
Oh, that's fine. You should make lomo saltado.
No.
You don't even know what it is.
Correct. I'm making stir fry.
Well, let me tell you what it is. It is sirloin steak. Tossed with like this kind of soy sauce mix with french fries, rice, onion, and tomato. It's delicious.
Nice.
When I got back from San Francisco, I learned how to make it myself because they didn't have it anywhere near Ann Arbor. That could be you, but you're lazy.
Well, I am making stir fry tonight. I didn't have time to cook anything before we recorded this. And also, I had lunch at like 2.
Oh, that's too late.
Well, I eat breakfast like a normal person, so.
I guess mm-hmm. the part of that that bothers me is that that felt like an attack on me.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, like, we're friends, but then you say stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I have to cry at night. Like, I don't want to, but.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you should. Yeah.
Was it weird me not being there? Or was it like a relief?
Yawning. It's fine. We were excited to be in our new house, which
alone.
Is the two of us.
You'd have sex in every room.
Mm-hmm.
So in like 6 months, you'll have finished that. A lot of rooms.
Oh my God. I don't know if that's a comment on how many rooms there are in the house or how often you think we have sex.
Don't worry about it. It's a comment nonetheless. I'm glad you finally showed Alex his bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a little room under the stairs that we'd been referring to as Alex's bedroom. Just without telling him. That's just what we've been calling it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we were doing it like unironically because when I was there, David would be like, go toss that down in Alex's bedroom. I'm like, okay. And I knew exactly what he was talking about.
We knew
about.
Where,
like,
yeah,
it just is the name.
That just became what we called it. We've joked about getting letter stickers in that Helvetica font that Duo has all the conference rooms labeled in and labeling our offices with like silly conference room names.
I think that would be fun. Jen and I used to do that here because the ones in our office were all like web extensions, would be like .com and .eu and stuff like that. So we used to be like, hey, I'm going to go up to .roof for a little bit or over to .park if you want to come hang out.
It was .park.
Yeah.
That is funny.
.bathroom.
What else has happened? Just thinking. There's a new ice cream place that opened down the street.
What kind of ice cream?
They have regular ice cream, gelato, and vegan ice cream.
Oh. I was craving ice cream today because I was talking about, I volunteered again today. And the director of the volunteers at this clinic for blind folks was trying to figure out why I don't eat breakfast. So I explained I don't really like sweet things. And then whenever I tell people that I don't like a food, they're like, well, let's run down all the possible varieties of that food. And then we'll figure out
annoying.
Why you are the way you are. I don't mind.
Annoying.
I think it's funny because I like to watch them try to put logic to my mouth just being like, no, thank you. But we talked about ice cream, and now I want cookies and cream. It's so good.
That was the flavor I got at the new ice cream place.
It was a good flavor.
It was really good. What else happened? I mean, we got groceries this morning. I picked up some stuff this week from people on Facebook Marketplace. Just been slowly decorating.
You should buy local art. I don't know why you hate your local artists.
We're going to buy some local art, but I cannot possibly decorate our whole home with local art.
Why?
I don't have that kind of money.
Not with that attitude.
I don't want to move to the Bay. Not while I have a very nervous dog. I don't think that would be in her best interests.
Okay, well, for me to have my friends in the Bay, I guess Cammie has to die. Remember when you almost accidentally started talking about dogs dying while I was there?
Yep.
That was sad. Why did you do that?
Well, I started watching a TikTok of like what somebody did for their dog on the dog's last day. And then I started crying. And you and David were both like, why are you doing this?
Didn't you try to put it on the TV or something?
No.
You should.
I think I sent it to both of you. David's
down there, post sad shit, like cast it to the TV.
Start casting dog's last day on
Earth. Like he was doing when I was in the shower at your old apartment and he played, I don't know, Backstreet Boys or something. He played like a boy band song. And I knew it.
Oh,
and all I could do
played,
was sing it while I was in there.
We played End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
Till we go to the end of the road. Yeah, I like that song. So just do that to him. What's his least favorite song? Is it Yakety Sax?
I don't know. I don't actually know. What
next time he's doing stuff around
is.
The kitchen, just play Yakety Sax.
Because he unironically likes Nickelback.
Becca, you need to leave him. That's not okay. He's not even Canadian.
Oh, he likes Nickelback. What can I say?
You can say no. I'm worried that if we keep letting David have his own opinions, like, where does it end? And you just allow this in your home.
Ugh.
Straight people are disgusting.
David is going away for a business trip first week of June. So soon. And I'm excited, which sounds sad, but I'm excited. I love him dearly, but
we have been
living together in quarantine. In some form for a year, which is a lot.
What are your top three least favorite things about him?
Well, my main pet peeve that I'm trying to get both of us to work on is that we're both pretty addicted to our phones. So, like, he'll just take it in to go to the bathroom, which I do too. But then, like,
you're in there for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and he's just gone. Or, like, I'll be in the middle of talking to him, not get a response, and then turn and see he's on his phone, and I'm like,
just like, I have seen him
longest
do that.
Sigh,
because he's like, what?
Yeah, and then I have to repeat it, or he's just like not super present all the time. There he is. There's my special guy.
Yay!
Talking about you.
He brought you all new Doritos. What does this say? Dynamita.
They're the yeah. Do you want an ASMR? Does the group want an ASMR? Here's the bag. Let me just.
It's noise canceling for me, but I'll hear it when I go to edit.
These are the ones that are like shaped like Takis. So they're like Doritos, but they're rolled up. They are like the spicy lime ones. They're real good.
I don't
do
like regular right Doritos, so I. Doritos. Doritos, so I don't feel like I would like these. I can't hear it. The Discord cancels it, but I know it's going to be, when I go listen to the playback, I'm going to throw up.
We can cut this out because I need a snack for a sec. Snack time.
You know what I think the two of you are really going to like, and I don't remember if you already did this last year, But when football games are on, they'll be on sometimes at like 10 or 10:30 your time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's so nice to kind of wake up and watch, and then it's done by lunch, and you're like, all right, I have the whole rest of the day to be sad about Michigan losing.
Mm-hmm. Excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Although, David got us season tickets for the home games. So.
So you're going to be flying back every couple of weeks.
We'll probably sell most of them. Mm-hmm. But we will go to the first two.
I considered keeping my Red Wings season tickets when I moved, just because I could sell most of them and then just go when I'm back in Ann Arbor. But I thought I would be back there more often than the world shut down. So it was good, actually, that I didn't keep them.
Well, they would have refunded you the ones that...
True, the games that happened after the world ended. They still played some games, so I don't know how that worked for season ticket holders. Because by then I didn't have them, but I miss hockey. I miss the Red Wings. I don't miss the rest of hockey, but the Red Wings at least, yeah.
I was going to say, hasn't hockey been happening? Is it like the playoffs?
It is, but the Red Wings aren't in there, so everything's mm-hmm. dead to me.
Because they're bad, right?
Yes. I'm looking at this picture that Alex sent. It looks like a Snapchat. Somebody died. And so this guy says, so sorry for your loss. And the person responds immediately, I have a boyfriend, fuck off. And it's just a good picture.
Oh, boo, you gonna tell your dad?
The hell is wrong with you? I'm not sorry. To be fair, it doesn't seem like the initial message was doing anything but like, oh my gosh, that sucks, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that seems like a normal thing to send to somebody who's like, oh my god, my dad died.
Evidently not.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Oh, boo-hoo, you're gonna tell your dad?
It's like when I was playing Rocket League, and I said, nice shot, and the person said, fuck you.
That was so funny, though.
They were on my team.
I just loved that. Like, the response.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for you to be like, oh, my mom's dead, and I'll be like, fuck you. And that'll make you laugh, because you'll remember Rocket League. Are we playing games tonight?
I think David and I are going to finish assembling this Murphy bet tonight.
Fuck you.
Okay. And then tomorrow my brother's coming over.
I can't believe you didn't go to Hot Pot with him.
We're going to still.
When?
We didn't have time that one night.
You're right. We can go when I get back.
Hmm.
Your brother and I can have a meet off.
He would win.
Oh, I don't think he would. He just would tolerate the amount of meat. He's a power lifter. Butter. Yeah, but I'm a fat fuck.
He weighs more than you by a lot.
Yeah, but that's different. It's lean, not me. I'm ready to absorb all that meat.
I think lean muscle absorbs nutrients better.
You know what? I don't think this is outside of your realm, so.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Do you think Kenny actually missed me?
Well, the day you left, a couple hours after you were gone, she was just like sitting in the living room, kind of staring at the floor.
Like, we're not moving. Someone. What happened? What did
she's
I
like,
do?
I thought we moved here because then we could all fit here. Like, I thought that's what we were doing.
Yeah. What happened to being a team? It just seems like we're not a team right now.
Yeah.
I'm cat sitting this weekend, so after we do this, I got to pack. And I'm staying at my friend's place, and they just live a couple blocks away, but I'm gonna hang out with their cat because it's a new cat that hasn't really mm-hmm. spent any time alone mm-hmm. and I don't know, it just was, you know, stay somewhere else, pet a cat, so I'm gonna edit this over there.
Good
really
stuff.
Excited. Yeah, just an exciting evening ahead of me. Then I'm gonna study for my AWS certification more.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Nice.
Thanks.
Should we read a post?
I was going to say, I know we've got a lot on the docket today, so.
We don't have to do all of these, but these were some ones that I saw that sounded juicy.
Great. So,
yep. All right, I'm going to do this one called Am I the Asshole for Feeding My Friend's Baby Soda? Hey, everybody. alt account because now my ex friend follows me on my main. This is what happened. My friend, 29, female, was talking with someone at the door and was away from the baby. I don't know how old the baby is, but it can't walk yet. Okay, first of all, you're hanging out with your friend and her baby, and your first question wasn't like, how old's the baby?
What kind of pop does it like? Is it like a Pepsi baby or a Coke baby?
She was away for like 40 minutes. She trusted me. 40 minutes is a long time. She trusted me to watch the baby while she was chatting. What does IG mean?
I guess.
The baby was crying and hollering, so I assumed it was hungry or thirsty. Didn't want to go into my friend's refrigerator without her permission. I had a bottle of Sprite I was drinking on, though, and I started letting the baby have small sips. The baby quieted down. My friend comes into the room and sees me and the child and goes ballistic and starts cussing me out. I told her it was no big deal and she was gone for a while and she told me to get out. I've been trying to apologize, but she won't accept. This is spiraling into her making jabs at me on Facebook, calling people who take care of other people's kids the R word. It seems as though that's it for our friendship. Am I the asshole? Okay. I don't know if it was the mom that used the R word, but nobody should ever say that. But yeah. Other than that, yeah, you're the asshole. 100%. And I would absolutely say this mom is justified in not wanting you around her kid anymore.
Some of the comments are like, that's her fault for leaving the baby with someone who doesn't know how to take care of a baby.
Everyone knows that babies don't drink soda.
Babies don't even drink water.
After like 6 months, they can start to have some water and veggies.
When do babies start walking? 2 or 3 years old?
No. Hmm. Depends. Between like 12 months and 18 months, they walk before they talk, usually. Or no, am I thinking that wrong? I don't know.
I could ride a bike when I was 2 years old, so I don't know. That seems 18 months seems late for walking.
Yeah, most of them can like hold themselves up by 9 months and start getting around by like 14 months. Yeah, they walk. They're mobile before they are verbal. Yeah. Okay, so this baby's definitely
can't
like
have the little A pop as a treat.
This baby's definitely
too young.
Like 6 months or younger, I would assume. All this person had to do, so if this mom was like talking to someone at the door, like a friend or something who stopped by, all you had to do was bring the baby over to the mom and be like, I'm sorry, I don't know what
this
she
is
wants.
Broken.
Like help. Like she seems hungry.
Help, please.
Needs milk. That's it. And not only can babies not digest anything other than milk at some point, they shouldn't have any sugar unless it's from like once they're like 6 months they can start to wean onto like they can start to try fruits and veggies
like,
but it's usually like it's usually like the like something big like a whole strawberry or something that they won't accidentally like choke on and then they kind of like suck
on
it.
You think they won't choke on a whole strawberry?
They can't get it that far down their throat.
That sounds like a dare. I could get a whole strawberry down a baby's throat.
It doesn't fit in their mouth.
Yeah, you just have to want it. The strawberry will get mushed too.
Well, that's the idea, is you would give them, okay, then like a whole banana. Something big that like they would just kind of gum. Mm-hmm. But not pop.
Yeah, I agree that the person, I don't know if asshole's the right word. I think they're dumb. Like,
I think they're the asshole because when the friend walked back in and started yelling at them, like, what the fuck are you doing? They were like, it's not a big deal.
MBD.
She was crying.
Pop.
Like,
I've been drinking Sprite since I was in the womb.
That's where you're the asshole. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to be like, I didn't know. I'm sorry. And also, the poster is saying a couple of sips. I want to know how much they gave the baby. Because, let me tell you, babies fucking love sugar. So, like, if
they're how do you know this?
Like, okay, so if they're breastfeeding, the breast milk will taste like whatever you ate before breastfeeding. And so they get fucking amped if it's like dessert breast milk. It's like sweet milk.
You know what you should do to give a baby like the breastfeeding of their life is you know how they put like salt on the rim of a margarita glass?
Salt on the rim of the boob.
Yeah. You dip your boob in sugar and then let them go. It's like they're having a night out.
Yeah. A lot of these comments are like, you're the asshole. Babies can't have soda. Even if you're not experienced with kids, you should know that it's not okay to give someone else's child anything to eat or drink without parental permission, especially a baby. If it's a toddler. Soda
or pop is bad for adults. Like, it's not really good for you to have. So why do you think it would be okay to give it to a baby?
It'd be one thing if it was like a 4-year-old and you're out in the hot sun and the kid's complaining and you have like a cold pop and you're like, here, you can have a few sips of this, right? Like, that won't kill them. But this is a baby.
I want to find out how much pop will kill a baby. So the poster made one other post. This initial post was 6 hours ago. They've made one other post in Ask Reddit, and it's, what's your favorite soda pop? Why? And the highest comment on there is, ones that you don't feed to babies are my favorite. But so I'm wondering if this is like a fake post. It's not often I'll call them out and say I think it's fake, but that one, just because of the combination of the initial post in Am I the Asshole, followed by that, like, maybe they're just thinking about pop. I don't know, but... I'd like to point out that the person who said Pepsi is downvoted.
Somebody said, you're the asshole, you gave the baby soda. Who does that? And in COVID times, you gave a baby a drink off of you. My family, adults and kids drinking from the same cup at the same time is a huge no. So is kissing them. Babies get herpes that way.
Don't kiss babies. They'll get herpes.
It feels
there's
like
a lot of levels in that comment.
Yeah, that if you have a cold sore, maybe don't kiss a baby, but... Mm-hmm. Baby's not gonna get herpes from
me. The only person the baby should be kissing is their mom when they're learning how to kiss. Like, I don't know why you would kiss your family at any other time. I guess, you know, if you're a family that has two dads or only one parent, you would learn how to kiss from that parent. But
yeah, I don't see a single comment that says anything other than you're the asshole, other than one that's downvoted, says everyone sucks here, her for leaving the baby with someone who obviously knows nothing about babies. You can know nothing about babies and still know babies don't drink pop.
Well, apparently they do, and that's part of the problem. They have no self-control. At least it was Sprite. There's no caffeine in that.
The caffeine isn't the concern.
Crisp and clean, no
caffeine. Somebody says, you're the asshole. You literally referred to a human child as it, said you had no idea how old the baby was, but figured you'd randomly give them a fizzy drink with no idea whether it was safe or not.
Just while give the baby a shot. That'll quiet it up real quick.
While the mother is just gums. Nearby in another room where you could have easily just asked her. Oh my God. That was an easy one. Glad we started there.
Ask Dr. Sears, soda for babies? Will a sip of soda be harmful to my 6-month-old's health? Answer, it's unlikely that an occasional sip of soda as a treat will be harmful to your child. However, there are some clearly harmful biochemical effects of too much soda. I call this the triple whammy of soda. 3 potentially harmful things you should know about before you let your child overdose on sodas. Sugar, caffeine, and it robs calcium from growing bones. This baby's whole life is ruined. Honestly, I would see if you could return it.
I'm like, no one sip of soda isn't going to kill a baby. But if you're the type of parent that has to go online and ask, will it hurt my baby to drink soda? I feel like there are other things going on in that baby's life that might be harmful. Yeah.
This one says, how much cocaine can a baby have? And apparently, a little bit's okay.
Is that really what it says?
No, I made that up. Babies can have little A cocaine as a treat.
It was Googling, like, if you're pregnant, can you still take, like, ADHD medication? Can you take, like, Adderall? And there are no studies showing that it's safe, but there are also no studies showing that it's not safe. So okay. The CDC's official recommendation is, like, just don't. You're not going
to
die.
We don't want to subject a baby to that, so just don't.
Right, because Adderall is an amphetamine, just in a very small amount. But, you know, probably not something your baby should have.
Have you seen The Waterboy?
Yeah.
So I just picture him going, Adderall. Just something about the way you
Gatorade.
Said it.
Gatorade.
Yeah. I don't drink Gatorade. And I never will. Should I read the next post? Are you still thinking about this dead baby?
No, I was just thinking about how next week on Friday I'm getting my copper IUD procedure done. So I probably won't be able to record the podcast.
What if we record it from the doctor's office?
Oh my God, that'll be so fun. And the doctor's
like,
we
could ask some questions.
Doctor be like, you're about to feel some very intense pressure. And I'll be like, pressure, is that what you call it? Really? No, but we can leave this in. I'm getting the copper IUD because any like hormonal birth control just messes with my system so much. And I wish more women talked about it because the women that I have talked to about it, like, a lot of them have really adverse reactions to hormones and they don't realize it until they come off of being on like hormonal birth control for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my God, I'm a different person. So
I'm happy now. I just weird. Thought I was never happy.
So I'm going with the copper one. I used to have really, really bad like cramps. So my doctor would never like approve me for it, but they're more mild now. They're still like bad on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently the copper one makes your cramps a lot worse. So I'm ready for that. The procedure is what most people describe as the worst pain of their life. Really pumped for that. But it's only about like 30 seconds long that it's actually really bad. Then it's fine. Yeah. So I'm pumped. Pumped to not have to worry about it, you know?
That does sound like it's going to be nice. I'm excited for you.
It lasts up to 10 years, so that's great good. News.
It's funny that that's even a factor for you, because I told you this week you're going to die in a car accident in 2 years. Why did I tell you that?
Oh, because we were talking about our salaries, and we're in, like, the same pay band. And you were like, see, I didn't even have to go to college. And I was like, yeah, but you're, like, at least 30 years older than me, so...
Yeah, okay, then it's justified that I reminded you of your impending death. But it's nice to know it's coming because then you can plan for it. Some people are surprised when they die.
Anyway, it'll be nice to not have to, like, have that constant worry of, like, if I did get pregnant, what would we do?
Why would you get pregnant? You and David, you don't do that.
You're right.
I know. I didn't like the look you just gave me. They can't see it on the recording, but I didn't like it. I'm going to read a post. We got to move on
Great.
From this.
All right. Well, you're welcome to cut that if you want.
No, I'm leaving it. It's all I want to read this one that says, am I the asshole for calling my boyfriend an insecure
yes.
little boy after his repeated jokes that I, quote, cheated the system to get to a career that pays more than his? I've been seeing
this. I'm excited for this.
I saw it on Twitter and I've seen it on Reddit. I didn't read it because I wanted to save it for this. I'm glad you picked it.
Nice.
So, Tim and I met in an English literature class our junior year of college, and we've been together the 10 years since. Well, he ended up going into IT. I stayed in the liberal arts track and ended up doing nonprofit work after college when I realized I didn't actually want to be a school teacher. Just to say that we always assume he'd out-earn me by a considerable margin, though when he made more, I always insisted we split things evenly to avoid potential resentment down the road. I've had sort of a non-linear career path, but ended up switching to the corporate world. To make a long story short, my liberal arts degree and time doing nonprofit work gave me a lot of skills that enable me to really excel professionally in some more niche areas. I recently started a new job as a consultant, making way more than I'd ever anticipated. When I got the offer, I told Tim that the pay was amazing, but he didn't ask the actual amount, and I didn't want to be braggy about it, especially since I was fairly sure it was above his current income. Well, we just put in an application for a new place, and in the process of having to submit our pay stubs, it became obvious that I make roughly 30% more than he does now. I expected him to think that was cool, since he's a feminist and has always been super supportive of my career. But instead, he started to make increasingly harsh jabs about how I, quote, cheated the system to get to where I am, that no English lit major makes more than a cybersecurity professional without cheating somehow. His major, why do we keep getting posts about cybersecurity professionals? That's so random.
Fine. Who are these
major,
people?
Yeah, right. Please identify yourselves. His major point is that I got my first job out of nepotism, which set me up to trample, quote, more qualified people who didn't have the same advantages. It's true that I got my first post-college job after being referred by a sorority sister, but it was for nonprofit work making $22,000 a year, not exactly at somebody's daddy's firm. He also points out that at my first corporate job, I snagged a big promotion after volunteering to take on starting up the company's diversity, equity, and inclusion program. And I'll admit that were I a white man, it's highly unlikely I would have been able to be the face of the eventually high-profile diversity program. Tim also notes that I was awarded a small college scholarship for being a, quote, promising female writer when no such scholarship existed for males. I don't like that.
I have so many thoughts.
But all that said, I still don't feel like I cheated the system, and it makes me angry to listen to him joke about it, especially since I grew up blue-collar and worked full-time while going to school full-time to afford my degree. I reached a breaking point yesterday when he made a crack about how the new/first woman on his team is an obvious diversity hire. I told him that his jokes about women cheating the system aren't funny or, quote, guy talk ribbing, unquote, as he says. They make him sound like an insecure little boy. He told me I was being a naive Karen, and we haven't really talked since yesterday. Did I go too far? I hate this guy.
This man is not a feminist. Do not defend him and say, I thought he'd be fine with it because he's a feminist. This is not a feminist.
This is what a feminist looks like.
Dump this man.
He cheated the system. Everybody says, dump him. He's sexist and toxic towards women.
What the fuck is this no one with an English lit major makes more than a cybersecurity professional?
A cybersecurity professional.
Was he jacking himself off while he said that? Like, just turning himself on so much? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, cybersecurity. Ugh. Like, what the fuck is wrong? This is such an insecure little boy. Oh, my.
It does say in the note from the mods, note, man-child, man-baby, and similar insults are not allowed. So, let's watch the language here, Becca.
Also, saying that you got the job because of nepotism, because of a sorority sister. Does he think sorority sisters are your real sisters? That's the whole point.
I mean, sometimes they could be.
Like, sure, a sorority and fraternities are for, you know, friendship and whatever and parties. But the whole selling point is networking.
They're for service, Rebecca.
The whole selling point is that they're for networking.
And that's why there's a lot of rich white people in them all the time.
Yeah, because it's just like a ladder.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
But no, I really hate this guy.
And it is not surprising that he works in security.
Yeah, I'm noticing that from all the Twitter folks in the industry I follow. But there's a lot of shitty guys out there with shitty opinions.
Why is she dating this person who clearly does not respect her or her career or is proud of her or is interested in her success?
Like, weird that those you are looked the bare minimum. While you were asking that, Becca.
No. I don't remember how it came up, but somebody was asking David, like, would you be okay with it if your girlfriend made more money than you or your wife made more money than you or something? And he was like, you know what's better than less money? More money.
More money.
Then you have more money than you did before.
Yeah.
So that sounds great. Like,
yeah, I mean, if you're like a cohesive team, and one of you isn't secretly a terrible asshole, you're probably very supportive and like, wow, great. We can have hot pot 3 times a month now.
Yeah. Like, also, he calls himself a feminist, but he's saying that you got this job as part of a rigged system because you got a women writer scholarship and you worked on a diversity team. These things exist because the system is rigged in favor of white men.
Yeah.
Like,
so the idea that by pushing back, you then gain the advantage when you clearly don't right now. I mean, white women a little more than other women, but.
Also, she said she earns 30% more than him. So I'm going to assume it's something like he makes like 100 grand. She makes now 130 grand. Mm-hmm. And he's so upset by that. Like, that's a small difference. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot of money. But, like, not enough to be like, oh, my God. I am worthless. Like, this guy is so insecure.
Weird for also, a security professional to be insecure.
Oh.
Got him. You just got breached, son.
This is a really good comment. I can't imagine being with someone for 10 years and not telling them how much money I make. That is a red flag. The
fact that you were worried about saying it already says something.
That's a red flag that you've been with him for 10 years and you knew he would be upset about it. So you didn't tell him. Do not. Okay. She said that they found this out because they were applying for a new place. Do not sign a new lease with this man.
Yeah. I wonder if it's too late already. This says don't buy a house with him.
Do not buy a house with him. I hope it's an application for a new place. So that sounds like an apartment. Do not sign a lease with him. Do not do this. Mm-hmm. Get out of there. Get the fuck out of there.
Do you think he's a big Bitcoin guy?
Yes.
I do too.
This is a Bitcoin maximalist energy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's Austrian something economics. Weird. There's something weird about the Bitcoin maximalist culture where they are also into like very traditional family structure of like, I am the man. I bring home the bacon. My wife stays home. And I'm like, you are not the man. You are dumping your money into a YOLO investment and then you're probably going to lose all of it. Like, that does not make you a man.
No, when we were doing detective work, I was reading a lot of those people. I'm like, you're all just wildly, wildly in bad relationships. I don't know how any of you are happy with that.
People and being then, like, I'm more attracted to my wife when she wants to stay home with the kids. And I'm like, mm-hmm. That's fine. But like, that doesn't mean that all women should stay home with their kids.
If that works for you and for her, great. Good to have choices, but don't assume that's the correct one.
Yeah.
For everyone. I hate this person. I hate them so much. It's clear that the poster is not the asshole.
This is like,
oh, you succeeded by working hard? Fuck you.
Fuck you. Also, like, again, back to my point on like what David said. What man is upset because his live-in partner makes more money than him? That just means that you guys collectively have more money now.
Insecure. Great. Men, that's who, Becca.
Oh my God. Also, you've been with him for 10 years since you were 21. You're 31 now. I have questions.
Are you telling me that you think they shouldn't be together because they got together too young?
No.
And they weren't fully developed, their brains weren't solidified yet?
My question is more like, why have they been together 10 years? They're now in their 30s and they're not getting married, or they're not married.
Well, he like, wasn't gonna make somebody who made, you know, so much less than him.
Yeah, but now that she makes more than him, that's also bad.
Mm-hmm.
It'd
be fine if she stayed home and took care of the kids, but
if you stay with this man, if you stay with this man, he is going to cheat on you and or hit you. Please leave him. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say.
Great.
This is only going to escalate. It's only going to get worse. Please leave. I know 10 years, it probably feels insurmountable to leave someone you've been with for that long. Like, you've developed your whole identity around that person, but please get out of there.
It's easier than you think because Home Depot sells, like, all the boxes you need to move.
Oh my God. That brings us to our first sponsor.
Yeah. The Home Depot. They fired me and they won't pay for this podcast.
They fired you? Wait, story time.
I thought you knew this. So
I knew you worked for Home Depot, but I didn't know you were fired by Home Depot.
In 2014, I transferred to the Ann Arbor Home Depot from Novi because I lived in Ipsy and I had a car that couldn't go on the freeway. So the final straw with the Novi one was there was a terrible blizzard and it took me 2 hours to get to work for what was normally a 30-minute drive. I left early and arrived half an hour late and they were like, well, you knew it was snowy, so you should have been here. And I was like,
oh my God,
2 hours earlier than I normally would. And I was like, okay, then if this is a problem, like I don't control the weather, I have a shitty car, you don't pay me enough money, because I was only making, I think, $12.50 at the time as a supervisor. I was like, okay, then I need to transfer to a store closer to me so that should this happen again, which it of course will, because it blizzards in Michigan every year, I'm like, okay, well, we'll have a solution. Just transfer me to another store. And I told the other store I would like to run the paint department because they had an opening there, and I'd done the paint department, and I liked it. But when I got there, they put me in doors and windows, which I didn't know anything about. And it's super specialized because you have to pick the right door mm-hmm. size and the right types. And the thing that everyone always gets confused and which was weird for me was the handing of the door. Like there are left-hand doors and right-hand doors, depending on mm-hmm. which way they open. And it's all, I don't even remember most of that now. But we were a department of four people with three of us in that role for less than 6 months. And we were overwhelmed because we were up, I don't remember the percentage, I think we were at 150% of the business we had done the year before, which meant we were swamped and understaffed and under knowledgeable about what we were doing. So I went on vacation, and while I was gone, one of my team members was supposed to fill out this like shrink report that is just, it's like security theater for stolen wood and stuff. And mm-hmm. he didn't do it because he was too busy, and it's not a real task that needs to get done. And there was a door order that I had done that came back wrong, that the system was wrong. And so they pulled me into the office and like, one, why didn't you do this report? And I was like, I was on PTO. And they say, why didn't the guy do it? And I didn't want him to get in trouble. So I said, oh, I forgot to tell him, whatever. The report doesn't matter. And then the order, they were like, you should have got somebody to sign off on this. And I'm like, I asked for a manager. No one came. No one could come. And if they did, they didn't understand it anyway. But at any rate, they fired me because of it. So wow. I had been there almost 4 years at that point.
Jesus.
Yeah. But that inspired me to, well, it forced me to look at new jobs, because I would have stayed there, the momentum of working there, I would have just stayed there forever. And I was unemployed for like a month, but then I landed at U of M as a clerk, as a temp clerk, but I was hired before as I was training, and then at Apple, and rode that to now. So it sucked. I don't recommend working there. They're just another retail company that wants more and more output with less and less resources.
Yep.
Fewer resources.
Yeah, it's kind of that whole trend that all these businesses are posting about now. I'm like, no one wants to work.
It's like, you don't pay very much. I think I topped out there at $12.75. And I was working 40 to 50 hours a week.
Yeah.
Trying to get stuff done. And there was no way for me to get done everything they wanted. So on one hand, at that time, like I hadn't changed my name yet. And I had only been out for 2 years. And that was the last time I gave any thought to killing myself. Because I was like, I'm not going to detransition because of this. But if you don't have money, like, mm-hmm. what can you do? So I was lucky to not... to have a lot of friends who supported me through that. So it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I made it to the other side and dug in and got my name changed and made enough money to pay off debts lingering from the shit with my brother. And now I'm here calling you an idiot all the time.
And now you only joke about killing yourself, which is so much better.
It's a joke. I try not to make those jokes in mixed company, but yes. I will joke with like you and David. Because you guys know eventually I'm going to do it and it's your fault.
Oh my God. You say you don't do it in front of mixed company, and yet we have our whole audience on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that part will stay in. We'll see. I'll put a warning on it.
Yeah, when I worked at Olga's, I would get scheduled for 39 and a half hours per week.
Of course. So they don't.
So they didn't have to pay me benefits. I'd work 12-hour shifts. they would give me a 30-minute break by law, but as soon as I was finished eating, I had to be rolling silverware. I couldn't like sit there and decompress. Which is why most of the people that work there take up smoking, because like
then you get smoke breaks.
Most waitresses or waiters, people in food service, smoke because then they get to go outside. oh Jesus. And the pay was structured such that they would average your payout for the 2 weeks. And if it came out to be an average of over minimum wage, they wouldn't comp your less busy days. So what they were supposed to do is base pay of $2.25 an hour. And then
wow.
if you didn't make enough in tips to meet minimum wage, which was like $8.50 at the time, then they were supposed to pay you, comp you up to minimum wage. But they did that calculation over your whole pay period. So say you had one
night.
So
on the days where you made a ton of tips,
yeah, that
counted as income on the days where you made none.
So if you had a really, really stressful, busy shift, but you make like $500, and then the next day it's like a Monday lunch shift and you don't make anything, they will just count that as, oh, it averaged to minimum wage, so it's fine.
Guess what I hate so much?
All of it.
That's correct.
I saw a post today. Cedar Point posted on their Facebook page, which I love Cedar Point, and they were like, as you all know, like there's a lot of labor shortages right now, and they were like, that's why we're increasing our base pay to $20 an hour, and we're allowing workers to take vacations, and they're gonna get benefits, which they weren't before. Mm-hmm. And they are going to be closing the park for like a full week in June, basically, to be like everyone, because their busiest time of the year is like now. They've opened now,
and then through like 4th of July and stuff
through like July. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of starts to die down, but so they're gonna have a week off in June so their people can like take a week out of the busy season and go home to their families, because it's mostly college students that
yeah,
go live
I
there
I remember they
for the summer.
There. You can see in their name tags like where they're from and all that mm-hmm. stuff. I always thought maybe I would do that as a job, and I was like, no, I don't like any of it.
I think I would have fun. I love Cedar Point. But
you're not riding the rides most of the time. You're cleaning up vomit.
But all of the comments, well, some of the comments were like, oh, this is great, like great news. But most of them were people being like, I had a trip booked for that week in June. We already paid for our tickets. And Cedar Point was like replying to their comments and be like, we will figure it out. Either we will like reschedule your trip. You can like, you know, we'll comp you for tickets for later in the season. And if that doesn't work, we will figure something out so you can like get accredited for next year or something. It was like, no, I want a full refund in all caps. And they were like, well, when you bought these tickets, there was terms and conditions, which you agreed to, one of which being if we close the park for this time, you don't get a refund, you just get a credit. So that's
which
how that's
going
to work.
What we're telling you we can give you.
Yes.
But if
so
you're
going to
be an
like,
asshole, you get nothing.
I was like, this is such great news for workers, and this is why this whole country is fucked, because most of the people replying to that post were just like, but during that week, I was going to go there. And it's like, okay, you can stay home and jerk yourself off instead. Like, yeah. Nobody gives a shit.
They have somebody put you in a basket like you're a little kid, and they'll put a roller coaster on the TV and shake you around.
Whee!
I'm having fun. I agree. I think a lot of, like, the shift that's happening right now of people don't want to work. Whatever.
They don't want
to
work.
Workers are getting little A rights back, I feel like, little A benefits. You're going to see people arguing about how that impacts the communities. You know, if this isn't open, they're losing that community center. The McDonald's was the heart and soul of this place. And
classic McDonald's.
So then they'll pass laws or something that say, you know, you're required to do always be open or always have staff and stupid shit.
Well, I think what triggered it was like, rightly so, during the pandemic, the employment benefits have been like extended and increased, and people have gotten stimulus checks. So people who are making minimum wage to go to work 12 hours a day and not see their kids are like, oh, well, I can get unemployment. Like,
and it's less stressful.
And it's less stressful. I maybe make a little bit less money, but like, I don't want to kill myself every day. Mm-hmm. Like, people are probably going to choose that, and that's not shocking to anybody, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't give people unemployment benefits. It means that we should be paying them more to do a job that's really hard.
Right. I'm like, the people who see that and they think workers are so ungrateful, or they just want to coast on the welfare. And it's like, no, they want more money. If we just pay them more money, they'll come back. Like,
exactly. It's like those
jobs
it's like
are
that,
hard too.
Yeah, I'm like, you go stand over a 300 degree fryer for 7 hours for $8 an hour. Like, mm-hmm. No. Go fuck yourself. Like, you're not gonna do it. And it all just reminds me of that scene from The Office where Stanley's like trying to leave Dunder Mifflin. Michael's like, what can I do to get you to stay?
He's like, what if I give you a back rub? More money.
Like, money. Okay, we can't do money, so anything else, money. Like, money. Just keep saying money.
Yeah,
people just need money to feed themselves. Like,
yeah, to have food and shelter, and even that to me, that you need money for those things. Like, ultimately, I'm like, that's bad too, because food and shelter should like be a human right, in my opinion. And iPads.
I mean, there's something to like everybody participating in a society.
That
whatever,
sounds
like
communism, Rebecca. Which I'm fine with, not the, you know, dictatorship piece of it. That's bad. But everyone, yeah, contributing and everyone equally sharing in the wealth, that seems fine to me.
I think I like how my AP US history teacher put it, which was like, communism sounds amazing on paper and it has never worked.
It's almost historically, like, humans are the problem.
We've tried it. No, I mean, we're certainly not going to fix capitalism on this podcast, but there are countries that have made it work, and I think the problem is part capitalism, part just pure American greed and selfishness and, like, entitlement.
In the Constitution, it says you have a right to be an asshole and keep
others down.
You
have a right
down.
To have guns and to assault a Walmart employee.
Mm-hmm. That's on them for working at Walmart. They should work somewhere else if they don't want to get assaulted.
My favorite is people who are like, well, if they want a living wage, they shouldn't be working at Starbucks. And I'm like, well, then who do you think is going to work at Starbucks?
Because
nobody,
yeah,
wants a slave wage.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, those are meant to be more. Those are meant to be starter jobs. And I'm like, why? Like,
well, you also have to look at who actually works those jobs. Is it's people who for whatever reason can't get other jobs, or maybe those are the only hours they can work. Like, the majority of people in those jobs that were considered starter jobs 50 years ago are not teens. It's like young adults or post-college people who can't find a job.
Yeah, when I was trying to get my first starter job, it was like slightly after the recession had ended. And there were a lot, like, I had a hard time because so many of those jobs were filled by people who had previously worked, like, office jobs and were now working at Subway. Like, mm-hmm. I got rejected from Subway. My first job interview ever was at a Subway. And they did not call me back. Yeah, they did not call me back.
Wow. I'm surprised you'll ever eat there.
Eef-reef.
Eef-reef. All right, let's take a break and then we'll come back and do some more stories. So we're back. We had a very deep discussion during the break all about gastrointestinal pain. So you're not going to get to hear that in the final cut, but just know we really went deep and I cried. I cried at the end. But,
oh my gosh.
Read a post. You do a post now.
All right. This one sounds interesting. I want it to be spicy enough, you know.
The Spice Channel. Do you remember the Spice Channel?
No.
It was like a pay-per-view porn channel. Oh. Back on Comcast in the day, or whatever it was before it was Comcast. I don't remember the name anymore.
Oh.
Pace TV or something like that. But sometimes if you had the cable box, it would come in unscrambled, and you'd get to see 90s titties.
Wow.
Yeah. It was magical.
I do remember we had cable growing up, and I do remember if you like flipped up enough in the channels, once you got into the thousands, you'd be just in the guide. I would never click on the channel because I'm pretty sure you had to pay to watch them, but you'd see the name of whatever was on in the guide, and it would be like Big Titty Bitches Spring Break.
Yeah, that's when the Big Titty Bitches really get to explore who they are
on Spring Break.
Yeah. No, because I'm older, we had a cable box. Not like I know you had set-top boxes where it was like there was software running on there, right? Like there was kind of an OS to it.
Yep.
For us, it was just a descrambler for the cable. So it, like, I would assume came in some kind of encrypted signal, and the box descrambled it so you could watch it. But if you didn't pay for those pay-per-view channels, you couldn't see what they were. You would just get these squiggly lines, like the tracking was off, like on old VCRs. But you could either watch the squiggles and hope for the best, or sometimes it would come in unscrambled and you'd be like, oh my God, it's happening.
Great.
And that's how I found out that I was gay.
All right. Am I the asshole for immediately giving my visiting friend the boot from my apartment for insulting me? Friend was visiting me from the East Coast for a weekend. She and I have been friends since college days. How old are you? But I was starting to get very fed up over certain remarks she made. The final straw was when she saw pictures of some girl I was going on a date with off of OkCupid. She made these comments, oh, no offense, but she's way out of your league. This was not the first time she's made these types of remarks.
That's so mean.
That is really mean. Another time, she said she didn't expect me and this one girl to be together because she was a knockout and I was, quote, nerdy. In this context, this is an insult. Yeah, no shit. Even worse, she made the, quote, out of your league remark around my coworker who was with us in my apartment. He said, wow, to which I said, I'm sorry, this must be her first time. First time doing what?
Time being in her apartment, I don't know, around people?
I don't know. So I then told her, quote, that is acceptable to say. Do not ever disrespect me like that again. And told her to leave. My guy friend thought I was being cruel by doing this since she had nowhere else to stay. But look, hotels exist. If I were someone else's guest, I wouldn't know better than to subtly put down my host, especially around other people I don't know. She and I were just friends and she wasn't at all romantically interested. So no, these comments she made were not, quote, negs. Or whatever people call them nowadays. Personally, I found these remarks unnecessarily rude and inappropriate, and I don't tolerate them at all. And I told her about this in the past.
So I looked at some other posts, and this person is a 31 male.
Okay. So they've been friends for like 10 years.
Yeah. Previously, he was dating a woman who was 40. Well, he was 30 when they broke up 2 months ago. I think he might be kind of an asshole. He was also dating somebody. He had a new girlfriend a month ago. He posts an Ask Men. He said, pickup artist has some more effective dating advice than what conventional wisdom provides. This isn't related to the post. Based on the post, I say he's not an asshole there, but reading some of this stuff, some of his other posts, I'm like, you seem like you're probably an asshole.
He seems like he's an asshole. I think everyone sucks here, honestly, which no one in the comments seems to agree with. Everyone has said not the asshole.
I think everyone sucks here. Like, within the context of only that post, he's not the asshole.
I would still say everyone sucks here without that context. Mm. Like, why wouldn't you wait until your coworker left to be like, I didn't appreciate that. Can you please go stay somewhere else? But...
Well, especially like, if it's there ongoing, was... like it sounds like.
Sure, but like, why not just wait until your friend leaves? Like, I get the like, oh, she's humiliating me, so I'm gonna humiliate her back. But it just makes you look bad. Because your friend, your coworker doesn't have that context of all the past discretions. So they're just going to think she insulted you and you were like, get out of my house. It's just a lot.
I don't know how to tell you this, but he's a PhD in statistics that moved to data science.
Oh my God. Do I know him?
I'm so sorry. He's one of yours.
Shit. Well, there are a lot of assholes in data science. I'm not going to lie.
I know at least one.
Oh my God.
Thinking of you.
Yeah, everyone is saying not the asshole. I will say, like, Reddit tends to skew in favor of men, so I'm going to take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I honestly don't feel like, based solely on the post, I feel like he's not the asshole. I don't, if it's ongoing, as he describes, based on his description, I think, like, why keep putting up with that? Although I do wonder,
why would he invite her? Embarrassment. Why would he have her staying with her again, though? Like,
I don't know.
Right, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't think he's an asshole. I just think it sounds like she definitely sucks more than you, but yeah. You also suck for, like, continuing to put up with this for 10 years and then one day just, I guess some days people just snap and they're like, that's it. But, like, just be an adult and wait until your coworkers leave. Like, that's so strange.
So you're saying he should have been more aware and not put himself in that position. Unlike the woman at the beginning with the baby, who wasn't the asshole for putting the baby in a position that she should have been aware of.
I don't think anyone should expect to be aware that their friend is going to give their baby pop.
What if the baby came in and called him nerdy?
But this is who's a friend that's insulted there? You your entire friendship, and you're still just like, it's okay. Come on over. Stay with me.
I mean, I was just in Denver, Becca.
Oh my God. You're right. It sounds like the coworkers were like over for dinner and then you just like kicked your guest out. Like, well, that's so awkward. That's also just putting your guests in a really awkward situation. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine you're over at a friend's house for dinner and they have a house guest with them. The house guest makes like some off-putting joke and they're just like, get out of my house, pack your things. Like, now all your guests are so uncomfortable. Like, I realize,
I think that would,
like,
be funny.
Reddit sucks at recognizing nuance and recognizing that, you know, there's anything other than, you know, being right. But obviously you were in the right to kick her out. I just think that that situation and how you handled it is shitty to your guests. Mm-hmm. Not your house guests, but the people that were at your house.
Just the other randos that are there who also
your think coworkers.
You're way out of, or that person's way out of your league. Sorry. They just didn't
be funny
say
if the coworker
it, but
was
they
like,
get to stay?
I agree. Yeah. She's out of your league.
I know. I guess that was out of line, but she's right.
Come on, dude. Come on, dude.
Yeah. I don't think he's the asshole based on this, but I don't know.
What are some of his other posts? I'm going to look. What is this one? Girlfriend, 40 female, and I, 31 male, broke up over something stupid, and I'm so embarrassed. Sunday,
why
my girlfriend
I
and I.
Why do I always do this?
Why do I always do this? My girlfriend and I went to explore Sacramento. Oh my God, he lives by you. We were having dinner. I looked at the bill, and I said, oh, that's not too bad, because I was thinking, oh, this is so much more reasonable than San Francisco. And then I talked to my girlfriend about her. I talked to my girlfriend about her car. It was under repair. I had no idea that this had upset her at the time. As she paid for, and she paid for the meal, which was my mistake. Normally I'd have said, no, don't worry, I got this. Except she took her card out first, and I assumed she wanted to pay. Historically, we've alternated in the past with me paying most of the time. So that's not alternating. Come on, you're a data scientist. You should know better. Besides, I had past dates get mad that I would pay in these situations, so I didn't say anything. 2 days later, on Tuesday, she breaks up with me over text, telling me she felt underappreciated and disrespected, and I was left in the dark on what could have been why. I had no idea what it could have been. Then on Thursday morning, I'm thinking, you know what? Let me Venmo her back, because I was still embarrassed that she paid for dinner. I didn't remember the exact amount, but I thought it was $35, so that's how much I sent. Wow, no appetizers, no drinks. It was a cheap dinner. Somehow this made it even worse. She called me from my lunch break, furious that I, quote, randomly sent her $35. She kept asking me, where did $35 come from? and do you know why I'm so upset? And I said, honestly, no, but I'd happily make it up to you. She went off on me saying I had problems and needed to get relationship help and learn social graces instead of going on Tinder. At this point, I thought she was angry because she thought I was using Tinder or Bumble while we were together. I wasn't. But it turns out she was upset because I said, oh, this isn't too bad when looking at the bill. And she felt insulted that I said that before asking about her car repairs. If this sounds super ridiculous, I agree. No, it doesn't sound ridiculous. I completely understand what she's coming from. It gets better. She said I didn't value her enough and that I was cheap. Keep in mind, I Venmo'd her for dinner before she called me cheap, so that was weird.
That's weird. Weird vibes here.
And I was asking her about her car while we were at dinner because I was planning to pay off her repairs as a birthday gift in 2 days. It was something that I'd been saving up for 2 weeks, and I was looking forward to seeing her ecstatic when I paid down her bill on her birthday. So the irony is very clear. Lol.
Lol.
Right now, I'm just totally misunderstood, and this sucks. I guess there's not a whole lot I can do. I'm moving on, but damn, this was a non-issue that turned bad because of poor communication. That's how most things go. A lot of these comments say she sounds high-strung.
Well, yeah, but he's in relationship advice. I don't know.
Sounds like she feels insecure and is taking her frustrations out on you. The Venmo wasn't really necessary. It feels like there's more to the story of things he said. Because if it was just this one situation, she probably wouldn't have dumped him for it. She probably would have brought it up. But this feels like it must have been a pattern. You know, I could be extrapolating. But, like, it sounds like this guy has poor social graces and then thinks I'll make up for it by just, like, throwing cash at the problem. Like, oh, she's pissed I didn't pay for dinner. I'll just Venmo her.
For dinner.
Rather than, like, reflecting on, like, why... Why is she upset about that? And then being like, I'll pay for your car repair. Like, she maybe doesn't want you to give her a bunch of money. She probably just wants to feel respected and, like, that you're not ambivalent about money. The comments are very sexist, even from women. People say, like, from my perspective, she sounds bad-tempered and irrational. No.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't like this guy.
No.
All right, I'm going to read the next one. Next post, am I the asshole for blowing up at my biological father's wedding due to his refusal to buy me a plane ticket? Long story short, I'm 19, he is 39.
Wow.
With that, I say not the asshole. I guess we'll have to read the rest of the story, though. For whatever reason, he hasn't been in my life until I was about 16. I reached out to his family. My mother claims he's a deadbeat. My biological father claims my mother kept him away from me. Both my mother and his ex-wife describe him as a selfish, manipulative narcissist.
How'd you get in touch with his ex-wife?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
To make a long story short, again...
No, you skipped a paragraph.
Oh, knowing my mother isn't capable of something like that, I don't really believe him, but I'm always willing to give him a fair shot. I'm not completely unreasonable like that. To make a long story short, his wedding was last year. I was invited and was looking forward to the chance to fly over and bond with my family. Until he refused to pay for a plane ticket. His reasoning was he was concerned that if he paid for the plane ticket, my mother would do something to intentionally prevent me from going. 10 days before the wedding, I completely blew up on Facebook about it. I completely blasted his family on Facebook because I was going to be excluded from the wedding because of his refusal to purchase a plane ticket. His defense was he approached me last year about paying for half of the ticket. This was completely untrue. This was the first time I had met him. He told me to get myself a credit card if I wanted a plane ticket to his wedding. Nobody stepped up to the plate and I was not at the wedding. Later on, he changed his story about why he refused to pay for the plane ticket and said that it was because he couldn't afford it because his paychecks were being garnished to pay for the $25,000 child support he hasn't paid us, along with other expenses between his other three children and his wife. We ended up not talking for a while over it. He believes I'm in the wrong because I blew up at his family and refused to explain and justify what I said. I believe he is in the wrong because of how he treated me over a plane ticket. Edit, the rest of the family all had their plane tickets paid for by the family. I was the only child who they refused to pay for. They aren't broke.
The dad is an asshole. The poster only sucks a little bit because of the reaction. And also, an invitation to a wedding is not, I'm paying for your plane ticket. Like, I don't know the expectations seem to be off here. They were like, oh, you want me to come to your wedding? Okay, you have to pay for all of my travel. Yeah. That's not what happens when people are inviting you to their wedding. This person, I mean, they're 19, so they don't know. But the reaction, the going on Facebook and, like, trashing your dad that you've just met, basically, is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the missing child support is pretty fucked. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Someone comments and says, I wonder if you have, like, resentment and everything, like, that came out in that, too.
Okay. They replied to a comment, and they said, I attacked his whole family on Facebook and added, I'm assuming tagged, some of his extended family members. I made this situation incredibly ugly. The rest of the family members all had plane tickets paid for by the family. I was the only one who was not paid for. Okay. I don't know.
I didn't see that one.
It's a soft everyone sucks here is how I would describe it.
Yeah, I feel like it's an everyone sucks. But it sounds like the dad has been an asshole historically.
Yes. But they keep replying to comments being like, what I said on Facebook was really, really bad. Also, I'm reading another one that says, who paid for the tickets? And she said, my grandfather, his dad. I've been in contact with him since I originally reached out. Okay, so this isn't your dad refusing to pay for your ticket. It's your grandfather. So why are you blowing up your dad on Facebook? Like, you've now just poisoned any chance of having a relationship with this person. I don't know.
My dad won't buy me any plane tickets.
I also, like, I have to take it all with a grain of salt because she's 19. So, like, I did some pretty dumb shit when I was 19. I probably posted things on Facebook that I shouldn't have when I was 19. But, yeah, that doesn't make you entitled to a plane ticket to go to a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The grandfather probably feels like he's only known you for like a year, so he's not gonna pay for your plane ticket. I don't know.
Yeah, it's possible.
We've been misgendering this person, and this is a man.
Yeah, they posted it wasn't in the original post, but one of the comments said that he's a dude.
My judgment still stands. Like, nothing excuses blowing up at your family on Facebook. That's just really petty.
But that sounds like so much fun. You tag them and they're all commenting in their boomer posts.
You make a real dramatic post, tag everyone, and then you log out of your account and like turn your computer off.
Never
and take
again.
A trip. Take a trip into the mountains where you have no service. All right. I'm super hungry. It's very late here. We've been recording for a while. I need to go cook dinner.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for hanging out. You said you're getting the baby spigot turned off next Friday?
That's correct. So we might record on Thursday.
Let me know for sure, because I was going to say at Chris's Thursday night. So need to know. Otherwise, we could do one of our classic Saturday records.
I will probably feel like shit all weekend. So okay, we can do a different day next week.
If I were you, I'd feel like shit all the time. All right. Hey, everybody have a good weekend. Take care of each other.
Or don't.
Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
Take care of each other. Jesus, Becca.